Mary Thomas Hart, NCBA DC staff on the environmental side of things. Big announcement by NCBA regarding the goal for sustainability. Tell me about that, Mary.
Very big, very exciting announcement. So we were pumped today to introduce four sustainability goals for U.S. cattle producers and U.S. cattle industry. They address all three legs of the sustainability stool. That's what I like to call it. So environmental, economic, and social sustainability. We know that without all three legs of the sustainability stool, a beef cattle operation can't operate effectively, so we needed to make sure that we highlighted the importance of all three legs. But I do think that our environmental goal is probably the most aggressive, the most ambitious, will definitely be important for our consumers. And that goal is to demonstrate the climate neutrality of U.S. cattle production by 2040.
And pretty aggressive, as you say.
Pretty aggressive, but the science tells us that we're on our way there. So when we look at how methane emissions are calculated, I think, right now the United Nations says that cattle production, livestock production is a significant contributor to climate change, but that's just not the case in the United States. Our improved genetics, our increased utilization of technology, our significantly improved grazing management practices mean that direct emissions from cattle are only 2% of the United States' overall greenhouse gas emissions. And that data is only improving every year. Ranchers are only getting more resilient. They're only getting better at doing more with less. So, I think it's time to tell that story, and we're so excited to do it.
I guess with the IPCC announcement that they're officially saying that methane is a short-lived gas, that's significant too.
It's huge. And, in addition to saying that methane is a short-lived gas, they also, I think for the first time, formally acknowledged GWP star as an alternative way to measure the climate impact of greenhouse gas emissions. And that measurement would certainly change how cattle production is viewed in terms of climate impact. So we were very happy to see that included in the IPCC study.